from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Demands for Assad's ouster could be shifting as Syrian government forces continue to push deeper into the rebel stronghold of eastern Aleppo. Analysts say the wider geopolitical ramifications are being felt across the West. In Europe, demands for the removal of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad could be tempered by a desire to avoid another refugee crisis, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
In eastern Aleppo, Syrian government forces backed by Russia are gaining ground. Analyst Michael Stevens of Britain's Royal United Services Institute says victory here for President Bashar al-Assad may force a change of strategy from Western governments.
Assad's winning, and I think it's pretty safe to say that he will be there at the end game, and whoever negotiates a peace deal in Syria will have to negotiate with Bashar al-Assad.
Stevens says Europe and the United States have backed moderate opposition forces, but the desire to end the bloodshed could trump those alliances.
How that end is reached, to be perfectly honest, is becoming less important than reaching it.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Ending the war may come with the price of keeping Bashar al-Assad in power. Even then, analysts say Syria's future stability is far from guaranteed. People dancing in the streets at the Gambia capital of Banjul after Gambia's Electoral Commission announced that opposition candidate Adama Barrow had won an upset victory in the country's presidential poll, beating longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. The Independent Electoral Commission announced Friday that Barrow won 263,000, or 45% of the total vote. This is VOA News. As President-elect Donald Trump prepares to take office in January, analysts inside and outside of Washington are weighing what U.S. relations with Africa will be like under the new leader, who has promised to shift U.S. foreign policy priorities and reshape America's system of alliances. VOA's Mariama Diallo reports.
People across Africa reacted with mixed feelings last month when they awoke to the news that Donald Trump won the U.S. presidential election. Fatima Siddiqui is a professor of linguistics and gender studies at the Sidi Mohammed Ben Abdallah University in Morocco.
But I would say that beyond the immediate reactions, there is a general sense of two things, surprise and apprehension.
Terence McNamee is the Brent Hurst Foundation Deputy Director in South Africa.
The gut instinct of most Africans, and I accept that I'm generalizing here, but by the virtual complete absence of any mention of Africa during the campaign, it is going to be very, very low on his list of presidential priorities.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
Experts say that terrorism, security, health, and climate change should top the president-elect's agenda when it comes to Africa. The United Nations wants to provide $1 billion worth of supplies to victims of Boko Haram jihadists in northeast Nigeria next year as part of its humanitarian response plan for 2017. The hope is that the aid will reach nearly 7 million people who've been affected by the militant group's insurgency, which has killed more than 15,000 people and forced more than 2 million to flee their homes over a seven-year period. Over the past few months, Nigerian troops have pushed Boko Haram out of the areas the group has held since 2015 to reveal thousands of people who were living in a level of suffering that had previously not been known. The U.S. Senate gave Congress final approval to an extension of the American sanctions law against Iran that lawmakers of both political parties said is critical to enforcing the international nuclear accord with Tehran. Enacted two decades ago, the sanctions were meant to address longstanding U.S. concerns, such as Iran's support for international terrorism. Partially lifted under the nuclear accord implemented last year, lawmakers said sanctions should be kept at the ready. Lawsuits have been filed to halt recounts of the presidential election in Wisconsin and Michigan, two of the three states where recount efforts are underway. Supporters of President-elect Donald Trump filed a federal lawsuit late Thursday in the swing state of Wisconsin, where Trump was victorious. The suit was filed by Great America PAC, the Stop Hillary PAC, and Wisconsin voter Ronald Johnson. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.